What's up? Welcome back to another Daily Buckeye Blitz with your host, Joe Warwick from the Buckeye Cast. Today, Sunday, fun day, July or August, Jesus, August 7th, 2022. How'd I fuck that up? Who knows? I need a drink. All right. Today's topic on your 5-minute podcast is my 4 camp breakout players. These guys, I think you're going to be surprised when you see them on the field in games, especially early in the year, probably even in the Notre Dame game. So let's get into it. I got 4 guys I want to run through and talk to you about. Some of these might seem obvious to you, but I want to point them out because I think they've done a lot in the offseason to for them to earn their time and their snaps that they're going to get this season. All right, so let's get into it. So coming out of camp, I see Julian Fleming, this poor guy with the injuries. He has finally earned himself a starting position as a wide receiver at The Ohio State University. I'm sure it's probably bittersweet for him with all the injuries and everything, but he's put in the work. He was an Iron Buckeye this offseason, you know, which did you notice that 2 receivers were Iron Buckeyes? 2 of the 7 players who were Iron Buckeyes were receivers. Insane. And then, of course, Kate Stover, kind of a receiver, you know, tight end. But anyway, I thought that was pretty eye-opening to have Julian Fleming as an Iron Buckeye on top of all of the fucking injuries and everything that he's been through. So pumped about him. I think, you know, like I said, he's definitely a starter, probably playing the Z, the outside receiver. We'll see what kind of speed he has after the injuries. Hopefully he's still got it and he can take the top off of defense. You know, I mean, look at these snaps. This is just for comparison. He had last year, he had 177 snaps. Most of them were second half of the season. He had a few games where he didn't play in the middle of the year or just played special teams, you know. He had 56 snaps against Nebraska and then 47 against Utah. I think Nebraska was that game. Garrett Wilson was out. So with Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave gone, look for big, big things to come from my guy Julian Fleming. So far, hasn't really been a huge statistical monster. You know, he has 7 catches in 2020, 12 catches in 2021, just 1 touchdown on his career, a total of 160 yards receiving. So big breakout year for him. Pumped to see it. I can't wait. Okay. My next guy, Joe Royer. I think you guys are going to be pleasantly surprised when you see Joe Royer on the field. Hasn't seen much of the field up to this point. He's in the class of 2020. Yeah. So he's got a couple of years left. But I think this is his big breakout year where he's going to get a ton of snaps with Jeremy Ruckert gone. Refer back to my tight end depth chart podcast a few days ago, and that will tell you all you need to know about what I expect from Joe Royer. I know that Cade Stover will probably be the starter there, but we're going to be in 12 personnel with 2 tight ends a lot. And Royer has put on the weight. He's put in the work, you know, and I think he's ready to make that leap. And it's just a matter of seeing it on the field for us. I put my faith in the coaches. Kevin Wilson has that room running tight. So he's not going to play somebody if they can't block and receive, you know. And I think Royer can do that. So let's see what he gets there. Yeah, he's only had 34 snaps. He had 34 snaps last year. So what else? Let's go to the D line. We just talked about this on Friday's show, or was it Saturday? Oh, Saturday's show. Yeah. I talked about the D line and the starters that we saw across the D line were all the young guys, Sawyer, Ty Hamilton, Ty Leak, and JT. So I'm going to go with for a breakout. This might not be much of a stretch, but these guys had good starting freshman years, but I'm going JT and Jack for my other 2 breakout players. The reason I'm picking these guys is because Sure, they had flashes here and there, and you know they did some things. I mean, they had decent stats. I had yeah, Jack had 3 sacks, knockdown pass, and a forced fumble, and 13 tackles. You know, JT 17 tackles, one pass knockdown, and 2.5 sacks. You know, but these sacks were mostly in garbage time. You know, so I see these guys taking a huge leap. I mean, you remember JT didn't even come into camp last or come into Columbus last year till like the week before camp. You know, remember the Hawaiian shirts and getting off the plane and all that silly shit. So JT has had a full season. I know he was in good shape when he came in last year, but not Ohio State shape. He's had a full year and some change to get in Coach Mick's weight room, get a program going, and maybe he didn't need to change his body so much, but just be football shape ready, you know, from day one. And I think that definitely is going to help him. And I think that speed rush and that strength he has is going to serve him well off the edge. And I think between him and Jack put on at least 20 pounds of muscle, 20 to 25. He's up over 260 now, came into Ohio State at maybe 240, if that. And he, again, you know, he's a guy that took his senior year off from football. So he, just like Travion Henderson, was almost 2 years removed from his time as a high school player to a college player. So big change there. So I expect JT and Jack to meet each other at the quarterback, and I think they're just going to wreak havoc. I am curious to see how they utilize Jack as in this Leo slash Jack role in the Jim Knowles defense. So I want to know, you know, why is JT not being used in that role, or is there a reason why it's just Jack? I know Caden Curry's getting some run at that Leo role. So it'd be interesting to see how that goes. And you're going to see both those guys dropping into coverage once in a while, probably Jack more so, almost as a walkout linebacker, you know. So those are my four guys. Let me know what you guys think. Hit me up in the comments or hit me on social media. You always know where to find me. Fleming, the Iron Buckeye, Joe Royer, JT, and Jack. Those are my four breakout players from fall camp. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one. Go Bucks.